It's Reef Major.
Y'all the rack.
Man, we here for what they doing in here.
Yeah, yo.
Sursky.
Got some special guests.
Special guests. We doing something a little different today, too.
A little different, bro.
We starting off with the little, you know what I mean? Yeah, now get bro right with the haircut real fast. Yeah, in the chair vibes. Right. In the chair. That's what they doing in here.
Let me stand up, man. We outside. You know what I'm saying? It's y'all the rack. What they doing in here.
Shout out to Rhythm and Juice.
You know what I'm saying?
This is fire.
Mighty shot right here. You know we promote health as well. You know what I'm saying? This is the pineapple, lemon, and ginger.
All right.
Ginger's good for the immune system. Got the grapefruit, ginger, and lemon over there. We're going to just cheers it up, man. Salud to all my boys.
Salud,
man.
Salud.
Much success.
Cheers, my boy.
Woo.
Yeah, I needed that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we miss a lot of this going around. I needed that.
Right,
shout out, Granny.
This is a new flavor we cooked up. Woo. We're sipping on that apple, strawberry, and cucumber. You know what I'm saying? Fresh juice. You know what I'm saying?
Type shit like that, man. You can't fake the health. Ain't no kidding with the rhythm at all. But yeah, man, we got like we said, we got Sosa Millie with us, the Hood Pope,
the one and only,
Big Trinidad.
Yes, thirsty.
Big Trinidadian.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, both parents too. Not none of that.
Not none of that other shit.
Yeah, man.
None of that other shit.
I'm like, Chinese, so. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Trinity people.
Nah, yeah, word. I'm gonna go to them for the roti every time though.
That ass though.
See, for me it's a little different because my dad's saying Granny really got it.
Like,
okay. my mom's dad, she's making roti.
Matter of fact, go stand over, send this to radio a little bit, and I'm gonna just move this shit over.
Like, she making roti in the crib, curry chicken, she making pine tarts, cheese rolls, pilori, bro.
Right. Pilori.
I don't gotta go
like
to
a little
no
table, you wanna keep the
store
points.
Store no you can take bro. Rich, yeah. The store's at the crib, so it's like Panda Chow Mein since I was 6 years old, bro.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest, like, when you getting that homemade is like, it's a little different. Like, I'm gonna keep it a buck, like, sometimes it don't matter where you go,
you know,
like.
That's why I'm a little biased, but shout out to y'all, though, that's what the team is doing, bro. No word, man. We here though, so like, we're gonna get into it, bro. We was on the phone yesterday and we was talking about like, just chopping it up.
Yeah, sure.
We was talking about like, easily just some of the conversation is, bro, what does it take, bro?
Shit. Like, alright, well, first, like, as in what?
What does it take to make it in this music shit, or just make it in general?
I'm glad you said that, though. In what?
Yeah.
Right?
Because the nigga be confused about their mission.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I feel like any successful lane, bro, it's almost the same practices. It comes down to literally just consistency.
Right.
And whatever it is that you're doing, but also, like you said, some people don't even know what the what is, you.
Right.
So it's like, you gotta identify the what, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what your what is, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, talk about that experience on that, bro, like.
Shit, man, the what? Once I understood what my what was, then it was like, all right, the process got a little easier because I understood like what the situation needs from me and what I got to give the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, what it takes, bro, y'all got to be able to, shit, take what comes with criticism.
Hell yeah.
And really just like, I tell everybody this, your main goal, if you're making music, your first goal outside of you, like, finding your sound or knowing what type of shit you want to make is getting noticed.
No cap.
You gotta get noticed.
Niggas be worried about the wrong things, like shares, likes, and all that
comments,
other dumb shit.
All types
bro,
of dumb
shit. You get noticed by the right person.
Matter, that shit don't matter,
you feel me?
Bro.
You get noticed by the right person, you out of here.
You out of here, bro. You could have had zero comments. Nigga, you could have had 13, 10. You could have had one comment.
And I promise you.
That he seen it. The world has seen it, man.
And it's, I'm glad y'all saying this because I still feel like even though how fast the world's evolved, tradition still wins, bro.
Right.
Like, you still, like, basically, bro, like, word of mouth is still the best form of advertisement. Right. You know what I'm saying? It, like you said, it don't matter how many shares you got, how many this, this, and that. If somebody tell you, somebody that trusts them and they word, right, they might buy 10 of your product just like that. Just right, because off of your, off of somebody else's word. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Versus, like I said, everybody wants to force these comments and force these likes to try to like make it seem like something that is not.
But like you said, if the right person see you, no matter what else is on, they know and y'all just connect, bro. It's up, bro. I feel like where niggas fuck up at is like, they do all of that shit because you're trying to look cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to be too cool. Like, don't get me wrong, it feels cool to be cool, but it's just like,
you gotta actually be cool in real life.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't force it, bro. Like, you gotta wait your time, bro.
So look, I ain't gonna lie. Like, even I love how y'all said that because me and y'all have been actually doing the podcast for more than 2 years, consistent for real. This is our 53rd episode, so we can really like look back and remember. Having a conversation via text talking about something, damn bro, we only got 100 views in this episode, or man, we only got 80 views in this episode. We was like, you know what, bro, fuck the views.
Right.
Fuck the views. We really working. We really pushing the content. We were trying to make, bro, we're making good content.
And y'all growing the platform.
No clickbait shit.
So episode by episode, bro, y'all building. Yeah. So think of it like a house, man, bro. Every
brick by brick, make a mansion.
Like, they're gonna have a mansion, bro.
Yeah, bro, and it's crazy because even just thinking about that, that's more of like quality over quantity, right? Because like you said, we look, some people might see like 98 views, right? We didn't see 98 views. We need 50 episodes, bro. The views, we gonna do it 50 times because by the 50th episode, this shit not gonna be 98 views, it's gonna be 98,000.
You
know what I'm saying? So it's like quality, that's what we kind of like preach. And like that's what I can kind of testament to like your music too. Your music is quality. It's so crazy.
Nah, it is. You got good.
Bro had sound. Bro had like one of my favorite songs like last year. Still to this day, I didn't even know it was bro.
I
had booted in rotation. Booted was just so crazy because it's like that's one of them songs you can
hear. Pause. I just want to say something real fast. Yo, listen, Sosa Millie booted featuring Bass Swag is this nigga right
that's
here.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's him, bro.
That's gonna spark everything. And niggas don't even know that this is him.
I'm running that shit back and back, yo. I'm breaking up booty like this, shit. It ain't nothing to me. I'm probably gonna just do it. Like,
you want to know what's so funny?
What's funny?
What's funny about situations like that? I don't know. I feel like it's a love and hate type thing. Cause like, bro, that just goes to show you like music is so powerful. They don't even gotta know it's you.
And they can really fuck with the sound. Yeah. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I was bumming G Herbo, bro, since I was like 12 years old. On like before Spinnerillo, on them little MP3 apps.
You always feel like you was relating, like
exactly. I don't even know what bro look like. You know, I just know that shit was hard.
But that's how the music is supposed to feel. Like, you're supposed to feel connected somewhat to the music. Just like, if you're connected to your favorite athlete, or you connected to anything, like, media, anything, you connected to anything, you should be able to be like, damn, like, I felt that, like.
That's tough, bro.
Damn.
Cause that, and that's crazy, like you say, like, you know, the connection, cause yesterday, I'm like, all right, we got Sosa Millie coming on, let me go to his bio, let me see what he got on Apple Music, I'm trying to bump, let's get right. First song. Red Zone, I'm like, whoa, this shit. But now I'm like 12 seconds in. I'm like, wait, nah. This nigga voice out way too clean, way too familiar. I'm like, yo, let me go to Booty real quick. I swear if I see Sosa Millie, it's crazy, bro. I went to Booty. I was like, yo, that's crazy, bro. Like,
yeah, bro,
nigga. I'm that's like, no, nah, bro. Like,
he's not the first, tough, though. Like, I promise you, bro, countless
that
girls.
That shit happens, bro. That
everywhere.
Shit happens. It's so real.
That shit tough,
look,
bro.
Look,
bro.
It's so real, right? I be on my gram, I'm scrolling, I see mad girls song posted. Oh, Sosa Millie, I'm booted, and they highlights booted. They don't even know who this nigga is. Like,
they just like the song for real.
Like, also too, bro, I feel like, you know, that's also too the value that Bass Swag got right now too.
Bro, bitch, like, bro, you wildin' right now, bro. Like, he's going crazy right now. It's like, he can't miss right now. Like, every song he dropping is going crazy. Nigga just dropped Rich Junkie. Yeah. That shit got me going crazy, bro. But, like, I say, I can say, like, he went crazy on that track, too, bro.
Right. So, hell, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, he walked on that shit, bro. Like, y'all both went crazy, so
and
it's
that
just...
And that be the best thing with me and bro. Like, we got an actual friendship, so it's like...
Word.
When we get to the music, it's like... It don't feel like business. It don't feel like work. It just feel like I'm part here. Like, I'm kicking it with my homeboy. So, if we in the studio, it don't matter. We be in that bitch 6 hours all day or to the next day.
Yeah.
It's like... It's just fun. Like, you get that energy you could just create.
That's that joy.
It don't feel like work, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's like me and y'all the rest of the podcast.
Hell yeah, bro. Real shit.
That's how I feel right now, bro.
This shit is mad fun to us, gang. Like,
this shit crazy, bro. Like,
after this episode, we gonna disperse, pack everything up. We gonna call each other like, yo, bro, this shit crazy, gang. Like, we really going crazy. Like we really wilding right now. Like,
and like, even though just being in this moment, it's like, yo, bro, like we really in the studio and we really got Reef Maze giving a fucking cut. We doing it in the chair. We in a studio. Like, we shots to Fritz. Shots to Lavish. Like, we outside right now. And it's like, literally, bro, it's just a testament to the growth of what they don't want to hear in the whole program. And how since day one, we just wanted to push the culture forward, bro. And like, this is what we're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy that you're getting some exposure. People could put the face to the name, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy that people could see.
I appreciate y'all for letting them. Letting me really, bro.
Like, this is what this is there. They just don't know the face. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is what me and Reef is doing this shit for, bro. We trying to reunite. We trying to connect. We trying to unite everybody that deserves and belongs, you know what I'm saying? Because like bro said, you could want to be cool, but you got to actually be cool.
So what make them really deserve and belong, though? I like how you said, the people who really deserve and belong.
Bro, it's just people that's just doing it with joy. And like I said, in any craft, that goes back to what I said about the success, bro. Everything comes down to the same practices, just in different fields. So whatever field you're in that you feel so much love and it's easy, you don't feel like work, it's just joy, passion, and creativity, bro. You know how many different lanes that is, bro?
That's
so many different lanes in the world, bro. Everybody got a passion. Everybody got a goal. Everybody got a fantasy that they want for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, those are the people that deserve and belong. The ones that keep breaking that door down to the door open, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we doing, bro. Like,
what they don't want to hear is for the people that don't give a fuck.
Like, we gonna chase our dreams. That's what the Reality Rebel is about.
I feel like the people who really, really deserve it is the niggas who, like, not even just the niggas, everybody who, like, when you go in certain rooms, you take the criticism, you get denied, you get pushed out of certain rooms, but that shit don't stop you. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? You got certain people who think they want to do something, they attempt to do it, and you get two no's, or like, out of 10 people, seven people tell you no, you get 3 yeses, and now you discouraged, and now you want to start all over, go somewhere else, and yo, bro, like, that starting over shit is whack.
Mm-hmm.
You
get what I'm trying to say?
That
whack.
Shit is whack.
You better off building on what you left
build,
off.
You heard? Yeah. Build. Only thing you got to do is just understand, like, all right, why did you say no?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Once I understand why you said no, I'm going to go fix that, come back, and I'm going to turn you into a believer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn that no into a yes. That'd be my goal. Everybody that doubt me, people, I turn them into a believer. Real like,
shit, just how Relio said, like, you got to figure out why they said no. That's one of the things that we really preach on, what they don't want to hear, is to make yourself undeniable.
Undeniable, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no such thing as luck, bro.
Bring
no
that value.
Like, you got to make, bro.
Anywhere you go, you got to be valuable.
That's one thing that I can really say that Brody bro really dedication. Told me.
Like. It's a preparation mean opportunity, you
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You prepare you, long enough, you're going to get the opportunity, then they're going to call you lucky.
Right.
Type mm-hmm. shit.
Because if you ever in those situations, he told me, like, even if it's kind of hard, because I try to relate everything back to, like, normal life, so because even to the kids that don't rap, even if you was an athlete or whatever you wanted to do, gang,
yeah,
you gotta be able to understand and
what
focus.
They said. What they said, Michael Jordan got cut from his team,
like, what, yeah. bro?
Junior
like,
man,
bro,
you heard? Yeah, Junior man, matter of fact, I think.
Jordan got cut from his team.
Like, you gotta make them people jack what you want to happen, like, you gotta enforce it, but enforce it to the point where it's like, damn, it's so undeniable. It's like, this energy is so overbearing. It's like, damn, we gotta be a part of. We wanna support. We wanna be a part of what he got going on.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. It's those people that are gonna break that fucking door till it's fucking open. Like, we not real stopping.
Shit, bro. You can't
told me
stop,
no,
bro.
Okay. Like, what the fuck you think you're no stopping, nigga?
Can't
we
stop,
wanna keep going. That's why we on pace to 1,000 episodes. We not, but we not racing nobody. We not, we moving at our own pace.
Racing our, we like racing said, who we was yesterday. That's it.
We just doing it, doing with
bro,
the
once joy. Once I learned it was always a me versus me, I stopped looking at anything like college just besides myself. Like,
it's my favorite tattoo. What
you
say?
Real shit. On lane,
no traffic, nigga.
Real
that's
shit.
What I'm trying to show you. No traffic
if
you're in your own
lane. Like, you can't worry about another. Yo, that's real shit. That's some shit my OG told me, like, when I was driving, before I was driving. It was like, yo, listen, I know you scared to drive. I used to be scared of the highway.
To drive?
Yeah, I was.
I know what you mean, though.
Man, my OG told me, like, yo, listen, man. It don't matter about what's going on. If you in your lane, you can never crash because it will only be like.
He wasn't only talking about driving.
He wasn't only talking about driving. He gave me the juice. He's like, yo, bro, you stay in your lane. The only way you'll fuck up if it's another nigga getting in your lane or you trying to go in another nigga lane.
Yeah.
So like, you stay in your lane, you ain't never gonna crash.
Sometimes a nigga get in your lane, you might just gotta run him over.
You feel what I'm saying? Or run them over,
shit,
bro.
Real shit.
Watch the fuck out. Stiff arm a nigga.
Yeah. Boy, if you in your lane, you can focus it. Yeah. Get your little bubble, you gonna be straight. People think like they gotta bounce around, do here to here. Oh, I gotta be with this person. Oh, he know this or this person.
That's a fact. I ain't lying. Like even my guy DJ Nari, like he's a heavy example of that. Like bro, don't take no for an answer.
Right.
If he wanna do some shit, he gonna do it.
Right.
And I even told bro, I even really like you like that when I first met you. Just because your energy is so strong, and I respected it though. Like
yo, chill. We got Nari in the he in the head too, man. You can pop out Nari. You know what I'm saying, you got a chair right here if you wanna pull this shit.
Hey,
we got Nairi in the spot too, man. Shout out to DJ Nairi, man.
And it's so crazy too, cause like even back to the Smart Guy episode, we had Morocco Made It in the studio with us. Niggas didn't even know my boy was really a producer.
Right.
Smart Guy, he's like, yo, bro, load some beats up. Yeah. He loaded some beats up, bro. Really freestyling in 20 minutes.
That day was crazy too. Like we really went to two different spots that episode. That episode actually got like 40k on the tube.
Yeah, that was our mostly viewed episode.
Smart guys, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
But, like, I wanted to ask you, too, bro, like...
No.
Like, Buddha is dumb fire, like you said, Mr. Buddha. Do you ever feel a way that people notice you for that song, even though you got way more songs as fire that you did, like, on your own type shit?
I mean, feel away, nah. Do it, cause you gotta look at it like this. I ain't gonna lie, I take gems from every interaction, any situation in my life. So once I learned that all publicity is good publicity, it's like fuck it. They still listening to the.
They still listening
either
to
way,
familiar.
Yeah. Like, feel what I'm saying? Like, God forbid anything happened to me today or tomorrow. It's like,
God forbid.
I still left a certain mark to where it's like, damn. They don't gotta listen to this album. I don't give a fuck if they listen to the album. This one song though, they love to death.
Yeah.
To where it's like. People lose their mind or people really, you know what I'm saying? And that be what it is for me, because, bro, I've been rapping for a long time. You can make 1,000 songs, 1,000 albums, and all it takes is one song to change your life.
Right. I was
song.
Just about to say that. Like, when you making
song,
all these songs, like,
I make album after album, song after song,
like,
bro.
Like, we in the studio, bro, it's not like we're chasing it. We're just making a lot of songs. So you never know which song is going to be the one.
You're putting your passion into the shit.
You know what I'm saying? So look, when Buddha goes up and that shit started going crazy or whatever the case may be, he never going to feel a way. The reason being is because it's still his song. Like it's you never gonna know what song it is. Right, you get what I'm trying to say? So you can't be mad that they chose this song over that song.
They still chose you
get what I'm trying to say? They still chose you. They still listening to you. They still taking their time out of their day to go Sosa Millie booted or booted. It don't even matter if they put Sosa Millie first. They searching up booted.
Right.
His name gonna pop up with it.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? And that'd be the shit that matters, bro.
You know it's 22, right? So also too, like today I'm like, yo, let me go on my library and let me type in Sosa Millie, see what I got in there. And then I see there's another song, it's 21.
Oh, 21.
So it's crazy, right? My young cousin, right?
That's her Pope.
He from Queens too. Like, it's mad funny, you go on resonate. You know how Queens niggas love tucking songs, like,
right.
Fire songs, or some might be unreleased, some shit like that, but I remember my cousin, you know, he like young Queens Bobby, so he having the tunes and shit.
And he played this song. I'm like, nah, I need this one. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm not going to ask you because I already know some song. If I ask you, go and play, you know, Beat Around the Bush, you're not going to give it to me. But I was like, this song I didn't need it. And that was 21, bro. So it's like, dang. Like you said, though, it don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they listening. Right?
Hell yeah, bro. It do, but it don't. It all depends on what type of character you got. Like,
yeah.
If you that type of self-absorbed and you like instant gratification,
right,
then you gonna be fucked up. You gonna be like, damn, why does nobody like me? That whole time it's like,
you ain't even
give it like what? But you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be really people's problem.
And as a fact, go back to what you said, like about the likes and the views and the comments. It's like, bro, just cause you don't got this like, this view, this comment, don't mean niggas don't love you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bro, where the bro? I'm cutting one of my man's hair the other day, last week. I never seen bro like a picture. I never seen bro like a video, like a reel, share the podcast. Or even follow this shit, you feel me? But I'm talking to bro in real life, cutting his hair, and he's like, yo, bro, like, y'all dad has inspired me to get off my ass and go do some shit.
Right.
So it's like not all of the impact is gonna be.
How you doing?
It's gonna be monetary. Like we're not gonna see all of the impact.
See? Right. You by yourself?
Alright, cool.
Or so shit like that,
you,
man. It's
like that shit. I'm gonna set it up for you.
Right? Like, when you get caught up in like numbers, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. But when you get caught up in the numbers, it's like you count yourself out.
You want shit? Here we want some shit.
Definitely count yourself out.
Nah, that's a fact. But yeah, so also too, another question, yo, we wanna get into, like, is money needed to take your music career off the ground?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes. I'm not hearing
it. Chill, Jackson,
no?
Yo, yes. Chill, Relly, I'm gonna tell
you. I bet. I wanna hear why Sosa think it don't take money, then I wanna hear why Relly think it do take bread. Like,
it does take money and it doesn't. If you starting out, and this is to the young nigga who's watching this, bro, you don't need to look like you're a local scammer to be a rapper. You don't gotta keep up with the Joneses. You don't gotta have a brand new Montclair. And you don't gotta go get a Mary's. All I'm telling you is, right, it takes initiative. The initiative gonna bring the bread. If a nigga see you working and grinding, right, I just want y'all to understand, like, nobody wants to help somebody who couldn't help themselves. So it's like, homie.
Yo, bro.
People want all the money in the world to get their shit off the ground, but it's like, if you're not helping yourself, even if you was pop, it's like,
I always tell niggas, man, something? Never go to war for a nigga that won't go to war for himself.
Like, what? Well, who do that?
Nah,
like,
hell yeah.
The fuck?
Hell yeah.
And if you doing that, bro, you a sucker. Listen to me. If that nigga in the hood and influencing you, you watching this, to go crash out, or go saddle up, do whatever, in the sake of a nigga who won't do it for himself, you lost, bro.
3K Flock.
You lost, gang. Word of my dad. Gangsta 3K Flock. Word. That's nutty, bro. All
right, but
no super nutty.
You see how he said, boom, you don't gotta look like your local scammer, or
I feel like you do have to have some type of ensemble. Nah,
look not even that. Let bro go.
Bro, it costs to make you track. It costs to go to the studio. It costs to make a video. It costs to hit a platform. It costs to promote. All of that shit costs. I'm not saying that you gotta be the flyest nigga in the world. I mean, I wanna be, but that's just me. You get what I'm trying to say? You don't have to be the flyest nigga in the world, but it does take some type of bread. It don't have to be the most expensive studio. We're not saying you gotta pay $200 an hour.
Yeah,
feel
that
me?
Shit is
but
crazy.
But you can go to the studio that costs $40. That's still bread, right? And if you don't got it, how the fuck you gonna record? Nobody wanna listen to songs that's recorded off a phone no more. It's 2025.
But then this is the part I felt like we shouldn't even had to mention, but yo, yeah, gang, find a hustle, bro. Listen.
Get a job.
Get a hobby, you get a job, whatever it is, bro. 9 times out of 10, if you rapping, you want this to be a career, it's like,
You gotta invest into it.
You gotta invest in it.
That's why I say take bread. Like, I'm not saying you gotta be a feeling.
But that's true, though. Like, how you an artist, you can't even go to the studio. Like,
you can't put yourself out there. Because you got to put, like you said, it's the initiative. You got to put yourself out there first. You feel what I'm trying to say? So if you can't even afford to put yourself out there, like, how the fuck is anybody going to ever notice you?
Initiative is like, gang, who going to know you? Who going to want to, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who going to even, like, who really wants to help the person who really couldn't help themselves? And I was in that position, so it's like, I could tell you, like, it's,
Niggas don't want to help you.
Nobody's going to want to help you, bro.
And I ain't going to lie, gang, it's like, it's 2025, bro. Like, no bread in your pocket?
Nobody's going to help you, bro.
That's crazy. No bread in your pocket 2025 is dead crazy, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah. Mad different ways to get bread. And it's like, especially if you got a dream, it's like you can't afford to not have the bare minimum in your pocket. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, yeah, like, niggas be thinking like, nah, I gotta run up, a 20 pack. I gotta run up 10. Like,
I used to think like that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I used to think like that. Like, I bet I gotta.
You need $500, you go for the month.
Nah, I used to think like, yeah, I need 50K before I even start investing into this and investing into that. But like,
that's called hustling backwards.
Yeah. Oh, but then I realized it's like, what I'm doing it to support my career. So just like every little crumb that I pick up, I'm throwing it right in the bucket. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, as soon as I make this, I'm going to, I'm going to hit. Every like, little step is for something.
Yeah, I feel like also too, like, to kind of help people with that mindset of like, yo, you need this amount to start, like, let's say 50K. In a stance or a situation where you feel like you need 50K immediately, 10K is just as powerful. You feel what I'm saying? Because that 10K now chops it to 40. So now you can tell yourself, all right, I don't need necessarily 50K. Now you automatically need 40 now. You know what I'm saying? So 10 is just as valuable. Sometimes people be overlooking, like, really just starting bit by bit. Like, sometimes you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't handle all that right now, bro.
Brick by brick, man. Me and y'all, we got cameras, we got transmitters and microphones and shit. Like, this shit not cheap.
But so you got lights.
Lights, and we gonna get way more upgraded shit as we keep upgrading ourselves. So it's like,
nah, this shit crazy.
You gotta do the inner work. It's like, just like Ready to say, like, niggas wanna look cool, not actually be cool.
Same, you gotta wait till you're cool.
That's the thing. Really, like, everybody would rather look cool. Like,
yeah, we're.
Like, that is the most goofballish shit to
And that's how you really
go. But once I learned, though, but you gotta, oh, dude, but then you gotta remember, right, like, the industry is so, like, so, I wouldn't even want to say premeditated, it's so forced that you can't decipher, like, between the two.
I know,
but if you know, because it's like, you'll be in a room with a whole bunch of creatives, right, and it'd be like, instead of it being like, what y'all, that event y'all went to, it'd be one nigga be like, yo, all right, I got a couple artists being here, so I got to have a producer here. I got to have this person here, cameraman here. Everybody could have been put in this room for a reason just to have the conversation.
Yeah.
By being told to get here instead of being told to, yo, talk to her, talk to him, have this conversation. And it'd be like, it's so forced, bro. I done been in them rooms where it's like a bunch of us in a whole bunch of young rap niggas. It's like, I know somebody told us to come here. Like, I know we was all supposed to be at the same time.
To see who can make it out, type shit.
You feel me? And it'd be like, yeah, you gonna put in a situation like that. Now you're back against the wall to just be you and be true to yourself and don't, feel me? Don't show nobody that you less of what you are if that's what you on. But when you in them situations and it's like, damn, like,
show up as you.
Feel me? And don't show up as nothing less, because people be forgetting, like,
They lose themselves
bad, bro. Yeah. People be forgetting that whole, if you got a manager, you got anybody overseeing your business, and they'll tell you, they'll always ask you the question, like, what you want your image to be, like, where you see yourself, what do you, like, want this, and that, what lane, all that shit.
So say he won Grammys, nigga.
Yo, bro, that
shit. So told the point that he won, I want a Grammy.
Seth, I'm not doing, if you're not doing it for the Grammy, what you doing it for?
Bro, if you're not doing the music for the Grammy, I don't know what you're doing it for, bro. If you're not, I get it, but, like, that's my way of telling the world, like,
grind for something.
I did it. Like, you feel me? Like,
people, I bet, like, that's your, like,
if I was flipping burgers, I'm flipping burgers till I get employee of the month. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to
do it for something.
It gotta be, because if you're doing this shit just for likes and comments, nigga, I've been getting likes and comments my whole life. Like, I've been getting shares I've been getting girls my whole life. So it's like, what the fuck, nigga? Like,
word.
I should have never felt like I had to rap to wear jewelry. I should never felt like I had to rap to wear nice clothes.
Not
the fancy cars. Because after we learned, like, you ain't even got to do that. Nigga, I could have stayed in the crib and played the game. Could have been the next Casanet for all that. But I'm out here fucking risking my life, rapping, doing this, all this other shit. In the name of just to be cool. It's like, what, homie? You don't want to bring nothing back. You don't want to sell no records. You don't want no plaque. You don't want nothing.
Nothing is cooler than just being you.
Right? Yo, than being you, people, say that shit again,
people,
right?
People gonna fall in love with you if they fuck with you. You get what I'm trying to say? It's a billion, quadrillion people in the world. You get what I'm trying to say? You around 20 people that don't like you, change your setting.
Damn,
you might find 100 people that like you.
What?
One switch, bro.
Like, real shit.
One change of not going there at 7 a.m. anymore, 7 p.m. anymore. Like, I'm done with this place. I'm not coming back. done with these group of people. I'm not talking to y'all. That's
shit, bro.
Like, word, bro. Like, you said, change your environment.
Somebody gonna love you, bro. Just word. Be you. It ain't nothing cooler than being you. When you, like, you yeah. can take that shit to the top.
Bro, people get caught up in wearing that mask and then don't take it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be the issue.
They like, hate themselves.
Bad. And they'd be like, you yeah. so stuck in trying to catch a persona or be a part of somebody else's wave or like how they doing what they doing, assuming it just because it works for them is gonna work for you, and it just turns around and bites you in the ass because you end up looking like the biggest cornball, the biggest peon. Because outside of people seeing that you're not that, you showing the world that you want to be something that you're not, or you just wearing a mask, and it's like, damn, bro, people really don't like being themselves.
Yeah,
if people were more comfortable in their skin. We would have a lot of less rappers and more electricians and more all the other shit. Cause, bro, people want to be shit just for acceptance of other people. Yeah. How I feel. That's about a fact this shit. Right.
Niggas get caught up in seeing like the best of everybody else,
bro.
Because certain you know how like the rappers and they with a Little Baby and all of them, they posting on Instagram. They're not posting. They just got into it with their baby mom or. They're posting 100,000, or they posting when they got all these chains on, or they posting when they at the show, they posting when they only look good, and people get caught up in that.
They get caught up in that, forget niggas got real lives, niggas go through real shit till they see him on TMZ or some shit, be like, word? Nigga, you ain't shit and piss too, what the fuck?
Nigga, word?
Not saying that niggas gotta post when they doing bad, cause like you said, it's Instagram, bro. Mm-hmm.
But be yourself, huh? Though.
It's not what it's for, okay? It's for you to market yourself. You know about to market yourself in a bad light.
Right.
So like, yeah, bro, with that being said, people just gotta be more authentic. Like, I always, Relly over here dropping gems, I ain't gonna lie. But I will always tell people, bro, like the best advice that I ever got in my life was be yourself. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even no advice that I just got. Like, that was advice that I got years and years and years. But it just resonated with me just recently. All right. Mm-hmm. Because you know why? Because I'm learning who is Reef for real. Like, I'm tapping in more with my actual self to the point where.
That's the realest shit ever.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
niggas don't even know who they are.
Niggas don't know who they are, gang. So once I know who I am, I can be myself.
Right.
I can't be myself if I don't know who myself is.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't make no
you
sense.
You don't know who niggas don't want to be, gang. I promise. People like that fall victim to a whole lot of shit. Bro, that peer pressure shit is a lot. And it's real. Niggas will peer pressure you to do anything, bro. Niggas can convince a nigga to jump off a bridge and he ain't even see the nigga who told him to do it.
Not because, bro.
Nah, gang.
He be like, yo.
Like, damn, I ain't lie. I do like that shirt you got on.
What? In certain environments, you express, yo, I want to be a technician in some field, a computer tech, nigga. Right. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Right.
So, like you said, like that right there gonna fuck up his shit. Like he not damn. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe that shit is
real 20. Shit, bro. And people
the whole time he really wanted to go do that shit, but he bro, like you said, the peer pressure.
Like, people like projecting their own problems on other people. Like that's a real thing. Like their own problems, fears, all that shit. They'll tell you couldn't do it because they couldn't. Because if they see you do it, that'll fuck them up so bad, bro. I didn't have people tell me stop making music. Now, imagine if I would have listened to that dickhead. What the fuck? Like, come on.
He probably only telling him that because it's like, damn, I wish that was me.
Like, real shit, bro.
You get what I'm trying to say? Like, I wish I was so-so. Or like, so, come yo, bro, on, you stop making music because, like, I'm not good enough. So, I think you should stop.
That shit is bad,
bro. And the weird part about it is, too, though, like, in Sosa's mind... Nigga, I got no type of connection to you. So I don't know why you even thinking like, why you thinking that because I'm making music that you can't make music. I'm not even thinking about you, gang word. Like, that's what be busting my head. Like, nigga would really be competing with you, but you don't even know gang is even in the game.
I don't even know gang is even
You don't even see it.
You don't even see that nigga. You even got a jersey on.
Like, what?
And that be the sad, harsh reality of life, bro. Some people hate you. Or you don't never know they hate you, bro.
What's
it? She's like, overheated.
What's these lights? Huh?
Probably.
From the camera? Too much lights for the camera?
I know what I'm about to say. I'm sitting in this chair, these lights frying.
Nah, I gotta be a light. I never had them before.
Where?
Let me just finish this cut. We're gonna get sturdy.
Yeah, let it cook up a little bit. Let me clip this, right?
Yeah, you could clip that. That shit crazy, though. Nigga really be hating on a nigga that ain't even worried about him.
Bro, real shit, bro. It's probably another young barber out there be like, damn, I wish I would have picked up a camera so I recorded niggas. Like, what? Why the fuck I didn't think about that shit first, bro? Literally, he's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do it anyway. Like,
and he could do that.
He can.
But that's the thing, like.
So.
It be times too, niggas be like.
You like to do something. Like,
we all got our vices.
Like, real shit, so.
I just make sure I can support what I'm doing. And you feel what I'm trying to say? I would never let my habits fuck up.
I bet. Real question shit. Though. Because I ain't gonna lie, like, we all got our vices, you know what I'm saying? I used to be addicted to sex. I used to start itching if I didn't get some shit like in a week. I get mad. Like, shorty told me about something. How was your day? My day was horrible.
My day was horrible.
So at what point would you ever be like, I ain't gonna lie, really, yo, you wildin' now. Or not even really, yo, just any of us, gang, like, nigga, I smoke weed, yeah. niggas might do shrooms.
When?
I knew you was wildin'.
I knew I was wildin', gang, just like, when I'm starting to do my regular activities, and it's like,
that's hindering your shit?
Huh?
Like, the fact that you want it is hindering your, like, daily life?
It's never gonna hinder me because I'm a go-getter.
Right.
But, like, nigga, I might wake up in the morning, face a fat spliff. Of some Hey, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, it's so crazy, though. I curved my sex addiction. I still love sex, but I don't need it.
But how you curved it, though?
Yeah.
I feel like it's cold, a mindset thing, bro.
Like cold turkey, like you just said, fuck it. Like
I'm not cold turkey. Nah, cold turkey. But I definitely went like that 2 months, probably didn't get no butt.
Oh yeah, you strong.
You know what I'm saying? 2 months is a minute. Mm-hmm. Especially if you get, bro. Until I was probably like 23, I had sex every week of my life. From like 18. What? Huh? Trying to show you. They had sex every week. I didn't go to
him. I've never heard a nigga put it that way.
Nah, real shit. That's crazy.
Like, nah, really, that's mad nuts, gang. Like, I just said every week. That's just me not missing a week. It was.
That's not missing.
I might fuck 20 times that week. I might fuck 15 times that week. But I'm not missing a week though. But now, like, I don't remember last time I had sex. It probably was like 3 weeks ago, but I don't even remember. I don't be thinking about it. Like, I'm not damn like, damn, when that time I'm gonna get some pussy, like.
Right. Yo, this nigga is fucking funny, son.
And you know, like, it is so crazy because I'm like that now, I could get it anytime, like.
Oh, yeah, all right, so that shit
comes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, boom, you slow down. I slow down in the weed. I could go cop now and feel better about myself. Like, I bet, like, I'm about to smoke because I just want to smoke. I just had a good pod. So it's not jacking that.
Nah, hell no. I got to get high,
bro. Gotta get high.
Bro, yeah, I feel like weed is like that. Untalked about shit, bro. That shit is like, I don't know.
That shit like food, bro. Bro, get in there, like, get crazy, gang.
Yo.
That shit, that like water. I'd be like, damn, it sound like. Yeah, bro.
That shit is wild, bro.
I used to smoke like a Q a day, gang. That's mad weed.
I believe you. That's mad weed.
When I was in Albany, gang.
Definitely wild.
I was in Albany, bro. Just copping straight zips. Zips going like two. I'm not dragging. Zips going like 4 days.
That's a fact.
4 days. Five. If I was conservative.
Right. So five. Conservative. No way. Pull up. Five. Like.
Word. That's crazy. No says. Five for the zip.
If nobody pull up, will be 5 days.
It's to the point where like that, like smoking weed in the morning become like a ritual. Like it's supposed to happen. Like I'm supposed to smoke in the morning.
Real rap.
Like that shit is crazy, bro.
You don't give yourself no time to be sober.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I be liking being sober, gang.
Mm-mm.
That shit feel good.
Mm-mm.
It's Ramadan right now, so I feel put the spliff down. I only smoked it. What day is it? It's like 13th day.
Yeah,
I only
like
smoked the 8th this whole month.
Real shit?
Real shit, gang.
That's awesome.
That's hard.
That's hard.
I can't
do
it.
Yeah,
I can't think about it, bro. You get an 8th. You get an 8th at 7 o'clock.
I'm too far gone. I can't do it.
I'm way too far.
You get an 8th at 7 a.m.
I ain't gonna lie.
My 8th is gone usually by 6:30. And I'm getting another 8th. And I'm tight. Damn. That's it. Like, damn. I just said, only brother is 8th. Now I'm going crazy. I ain't even eat yet. Like, I'm eating the weed.
I ain't even eat yet.
It's a weed sandwich.
Bro.
Nah, I
don't make care to eat either. I about to smoke this split. So you smoke before you eat?
Yeah.
Nigga, yo, bro.
You tell one lie,
yeah. I ain't tell one lie, bro. I'd rather smoke the spliff than eat food, gang. That's how crazy this shit would get.
Because I'm not going to eat that shit, bro. Wait, what the fuck?
I feel like everybody gets into that.
I lose interest in food if I'm not high. Where's my day?
Say what? That's one.
I lose interest in food if I'm not high. Like, I don't really, like.
I ain't gonna lie. Nah, I don't care. I'll tell the truth anytime. I ain't gonna lie, gang. Like, I be like I would smoke and then not be hungry no more.
Nigga, I was about to say that. That only happens like after a while. Like when you first start smoking, OD? You get the munchies and all that. Hungry. But after a while, that shit starts to take away your appetite.
Bro, everything like, changed, bro. Like, when I first started smoking, I'll get cotton mouth. I'll get mad, horny, no freaky. Mm. You know what I mean? Like now, bro, I smoke a weed and nigga, I'm spitting out the window. It's mad saliva somehow. I'm not hungry. I can go right to sleep. Shit, different. Like you said, bro, that shit like water, bro.
That shit put me right out, boy. That shit was crazy.
Nah, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This shit put you out where you don't even expect it, though. Nah, you smoke that split, you be cooling. You get to the crib, now you like this. I'm bad, like, oh, shit.
That shit was pain. Like,
I wanna go put my plate back in the sink. I can't even move, like.
You know when that shit just twirl your head the first pull, like, this shit, then you just some shit. Bro. Yeah? First pull? Yeah, bro. It's been a while. I can put it in the right direction. Search. First pull.
Oh yeah,
my boy, back to life.
Yes, sir. I feel like I'm back to life.
You back to life, Sosa.
Yes, sir, bro. Right, oh, lights was frying.
I just seen a live.
It's definitely this light right here.
You can look in the camera real quick, bro. You know what I'm saying? Show them what's going on real quick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm fucking the lights.
That's what it was.
What?
They can't even see now, but fuck it, though. Yeah, this is the Reef Major cut, though. Shit.
What happened?
That shit is bright, though. Nah, that shit is mad hot. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, the camera? No, not the camera. This shit.
Yo, let me get one of them.
I think we did too much in hitting the camera.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't see myself not getting high for a long ass.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I should feel good though.
I'm keep it a bug.
Nah, that ass.
This is. I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like I'm gonna keep it a bug. I'm gonna be getting high for a long time, bro. My grandmother get high. Like.
My grandmother get high.
Yeah, I can't even lie, bro.
For me, I passed my grandmother spliff. Like,
word?
Yeah.
Once I felt cool enough to smoke it from my grandma, I know it was a different thing.
Make your life a little easier, you right?
Is he ready?
Hey, we here though.
Yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm a real Queens nigga, from Warhol to be exact. Word. So I want to know, like, how you feel as a Queens artist about niggas not making music no more that we seen come up from the beginning of this shit.
I mean, shit. It should be unfortunate, like, when you fuck with both of them or, like, you're a fan of their work. Because, yo, for me, you wish to see it again. Just like the consumer. Like, I'm fans of niggas to the point where, like, I want to hear the music, like. Certain people, like character wise, you'll probably be like, nah, I ain't really fucking with them. But music wise, like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I go for anybody. So, yeah, bro, them dream collaborations and shit, or them back in the day shits, bro, them shits is good. They good memories and shit. But,
yeah,
some people, they memories. Like, some people can't put their issues past and be bigger than the situation. Like,
yeah, I think you said a big word, though. You said people's characters.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't gonna lie, me as a person, too. If I don't rock with somebody's character, I don't necessarily care so much about product or whatever it is. It's like, but for me to be able to even connect or create on a higher level, I gotta rock with who you are.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so real sometimes I can't fake shit. I can't force it or fake it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I could see why, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on character shit, that would really be the reason why, like, maybe shit, like you said, it's just a dream at this point.
Oh, right? Shit. Should be fucked up. It's unfortunate though, but I like for everybody to be able to work with each other and do shit. And feel me, cause it's music, but it's like
I mean, it's just music, bro. Or all that other shit, we could leave like to where it's at. But when it comes to the music, we can always get the people what they want. Like, fucking G-Unit going back on tour, or Dipset doing nation. Maybe we'll all love to see it, but it's always some other inner workings that probably just don't click anymore like how they used to. Like, they just be fucked up.
So you feel like just for like certain niggas who will probably know the ins and outs of what's going on, how do you think they will look at that's those type of situations? Like, where are y'all niggas making songs again together? Nah, I don't know. I'm not really jacking that. On some Gucci Mane, Young Jeezy vibes.
But you see like how they came together even for the disrespect. Like, they came together for the bag, so the bag will bring a nigga together. Feel me? Certain situations or clout, momentum, anything, a nigga could probably try to seize the opportunity out of it. But it's like, I don't know. Like, would I sit down with my op to do something like that?
Actually, like, a nigga that so punched back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever y'all had transgressed against each other.
It gotta be.
Bro, they're not jagging it.
It gotta be. Bro, I'm a grown ass man. So it's like, I don't know. It really gotta be like.
It's level of disrespect.
Yeah, it's level of energy and level of disrespect. So I feel like, I don't know. Like,
what if a nigga that you dead ass had static with came to you and said, "Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I was bugging, bro, and I dead ass apologized, bro, and you know what I'm saying?"
I mean, I would respectfully like, feel me? Still, I hear you out. But this,
are you gonna laugh at the nigga? Like, yo, look at this nigga, y'all. He apologizing to me and shit like that.
Nah, I ain't gonna expose you because you know you did that. Like, I ain't even gonna. I'm not even the type to do that because you feel me? I know you did that shit, so it ain't even. To me at that point, I don't even gonna tell the world because you know you did that.
Okay.
You know me? I just hate the nigga who know they did that, and if I wasn't telling the world, he'd be like, "Nah, nigga, he goofy." All right,
I bet.
That's why I don't be even like arguing with niggas like that. Because like one of my opps is liable to watch this, bro. I never argue with y'all. Go back and forth, post nothing on the media because it's goofy, gang. 9 times out of 10, you want the clout from me. So if I give it to you, I just let you win. But I know it hurts you way worse that I'm not gonna say your name. I'm not gonna.
And that's fire, bro. It's like I forget the title of the song, but it was basically a song where we were talking about the differences, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Both sides of you.
Right. Oh, divided. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, how hard do you feel like it was you stepping into that grown man soul from being a younger, just a more, we more immature, we more think with our emotions when we younger and shit like that. How did you step into the logical soul?
I'm going to be all the way honest, bro. One of my big brothers, like, my man's Gito, he told me, like, bro, you gotta have some substance. Like, we get it, you rapping, you could probably make people move their feet, probably. Mm-hmm. But if we listening to this shit, ain't got no substance. It was like, and I never knew what he was talking about. I'm like, nah, I gotta get some Kendrick Lamar shit, I gotta get some J. Cole shit. I'm not even trying to have fun. I'm 19, 18. Yeah, so, right. But then I understood, like, no, you gotta give these people even if you can, give them half of your story, a quarter of your story, just so they know who you are as a person. So that kid out there that relates to you or want to talk to you or want to know more about you but ain't going to holler at you, ain't going to DM you, he going to get it from the song. He going to get it from the music. So that's just something that you should always want to put out there if you're an artist, to give a piece of you out there. So in each song, somebody can correlate, relate. Mm-hmm. Somebody can be like, you know what, I felt something. Sense. Like, I got to get up with him one time. Like, yo, that shit. Because even down to me, like, an artist, I'm such a real nigga. I didn't bump into artists I really fucked with and had to tell them to their face, I fuck with this song. Like, this song had me in a different type of bag. This song made me feel away. Like, so.
Right. I know you got some shit with Fabi coming out soon.
Hell yeah.
Wait on it.
Hell yeah, wait on that shit, man. That shit on the way. But hell yeah, I got that shit. I got a whole bunch of shit on the way, man. That's why I just love music, because it's never going to stop with me. Like, it's just.
Shit.
I feel like it's inevitable. Like, I got so much tricks up my sleeve, like, it can't stop, bro. Like,
where can they find you, bro? Stop.
Bro, everywhere, bro. Instagram, bro. Spell it out for them, bro. The real Sosa Millie on all platforms. Feel me? Sosa Millie everywhere else if you want to find the music, bro. But yeah, bro, the real Sosa Millie on, feel me, Instagram, everything else, bro. Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, whatever you, feel me? Yeah. Whatever you listening to, I'm on there. 9 times out of 10, bro.
Right.
And you probably heard me already, so I don't really be tripping, bro.
He ain't trip. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I love this episode.
Not tripping, man.
Cause it's just authentic. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's like even man. Yesterday, we called Sos yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Yo, bro, would you be down to shoot?" Nigga, I'm from the trenches. Nigga, yeah. I'll
push
get
freestyle, push up.
What you mean?
I'll push up. Hey, you know, it ain't nothing to push up. You know what I mean?
And this is a different episode. Like, I just said, gave bro a cut.
Yo, y'all was in the barbershop just now. Like, we took y'all to the whole barbershop today. Inside of a music
room. Natural women need no enhancers and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yo, we went to the barbershop.
Bro, he needed to make a return. Relly was in the trenches with me too, cutting out the crib. Like,
nah, that I'm
in the suite with it. Trying to show you. But yo, man, it's Reef Major.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to Rack, you heard?
Sosa Millie.
Yo,
it's another Relly-o. Yo, yeah, Relly-o. Yo, listen, R-E-L-L-E-O underscore R-E-L-L-E-O-G, the number 4-L. And I just dropped Trappin' Fitness, the video about the drop.
Trappin' Fitness.
The block work about to drop.
Anybody
that shit everywhere.
Anybody that host host an event.
Oh, yeah, yo, start list tomorrow night. Yeah. Trappin' Fitness single release party. Beat it. Beat me there. Don't beat me there.
Yeah.
Right.
Another episode. What they don't want to hear, man.
Bow.
We out here.
Movie.
The Row.
The Row.
This shit crazy.
That shit is fire, y'all. Yeah,
yo. Yeah, my dog, bro. Appreciate y'all for popping up, man. Oh, shit. Boy, bro, appreciate touching up with you, bro.
Yeah, ready. Ready, yo. Hey, you got to appreciate niggas, bro. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, it's fire, bro. I appreciate y'all.
Street gyms.
Street gyms. Street gyms. Niggas don't know.
Everything.
Niggas don't know. Aw, man. That's a good one, y'all.